This is unbelievable. And I'll tell you, after you view this particular segment, you listen to the evidence, you're going to say, Dave's right. The people in this administration hate Americans. They hate human beings, but they really hate Americans. And we're going to get into all that right here on the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host. We're the show, Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. Amplify our efforts by sharing far and wide. We still need to wake up those people that have cognitive dissonance. Oh, we can't believe there's weather weapons. We can't believe that climate change isn't real. Okay, you get the idea. We need to wake them up. And the way to do it, to inundate them with the truth. There's an old saying with the Nazis, if you tell a big enough lie often enough, they'll come to believe it. The same thing is true with the truth. Tell the people the truth often enough, and they'll come to believe it, even when there's a paradigm schism. And there is. But I think we can overcome that, but I need your help. We are brought to you by the Magic Dicol products. And I'm going to show you a question that gets asked to me. Say, Dave, tell me why this product works so well. How did it do such a miracle job with you and what you were going through, and for so many other people that you cite? And I'm going to show you. We're looking here at the Nanosoma liquid spray. Maintenance dose is 5 sprays once a day. But when I was really sick, you can't OD on this. You know, at the advice of Sean McDonald, my friend Scotty Sachs, I was doing this 5 sprays every hour in the hour. And it turned things around. Here's how it works. It empowers your body to make its own vitamin C, boosting immunity. We're the only mammal that doesn't do that. This product gets you to do that. And the effect on your immune system is fantastic. It also regulates the vitamin D receptor, another immune system boost. Regulates all 48 or 9 nuclear receptors and supports healthy aging by supporting your telomeres, which is linked to longevity. That's how this does its job. And it can do the same thing for you, even though you may not have what I had. If you're going to get relief, you're going to get improvement because of these factors here. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, we have several instances where Americans are abandoned. All I got to say, Afghanistan, that was well documented. And how many Americans died? How many people that were Afghan that were American interpreters, friendly to America, were left behind to be killed by the Taliban? How many Americans were killed by the Taliban? Well, this government will never tell us. We know there were organizations set up by ex-commandos to smuggle Americans out. How successful were they? We don't know. We don't know, but they were abandoned, not to mention the botched withdrawal that unnecessarily led to the death of 13 brave American soldiers. So that's one. Two, Lahaina. Oh, I, the governor, Josh Green, declare Lahaina to be a national historic site, actually a state historical site, excuse me. And within that announcement, a week later, Lahaina was in ruins. Funny how that works, isn't it? Oh, we'll never let anyone come in and force you to sell. And you're a historical preservation site. And a week later, you're gone. And now the insurance companies, BlackRock, major asset manager, maybe had a role, maybe didn't, but they're still the major asset manager. And the insurance companies, the same exact deal, and the banks, the same exact deal. The people can't get the money they need from their insurance to move back and rebuild their properties. So they're selling it off. And what do we know about that land? Well, developers are trying to buy it for 3 or 4 decades. Funny how this works, isn't it? One week you're historically preserved, and the next week, oh, the exception comes in. No one can force you out unless there's a natural disaster. I guess directed energy weapons are natural disasters, but that's Lahaina. That's number two. Okay. Number three, North Carolina. Hey, congratulations to Ron DeSantis. Big heart, governor. Good job. You told Harris and Biden and Mayorkas to take a flying leap at a donut, and you were right to do so. Because their actions have caused people to die. And you're saying, we're taking control ourselves. We're not depending on you. You can rest assured that DeSantis-controlled law enforcement will not be arresting helicopter pilots for saving lives. They won't be commandeering their supplies, of which, if you put trackers on them, like one person did, those supplies are going to sanctuary cities that are seized and intended for North Carolina. And they're going to illegal aliens. That's case number three. Now we have case number four, and we're going to get a little specific here with General McGregor. This is General McGregor appearing on Redacted, and he fills in the fourth pillar of this presentation where this administration hates Americans so much they abandon them to die. By the way, do you know how much money was offered to Lahaina residents by Biden? $750. North Carolina, $750. Oh, but you have to pay it back in the fine print, or so we're told. We're working on getting the evidence for that. This is ridiculous. But anyway, let's listen to General McGregor and what he's saying about the withdrawal of Americans. That was a foreseen emergency. They knew Israel was going in, and they should have pulled the plug and made Americans get out, but they didn't. And here's what's happened.
Worse the situations get in these areas, the less coherence and the less rationality seems to play into all of this. The Ukrainians launched these missiles ostensibly as an act of desperation.
Yeah, we got that straightened out here. Got a little blip out of place. This is Clayton with General McGregor. And I want you to just hear what he has to say about this fourth pillar.
A total of almost 6,000 Marines. That Mew is normally an amphibious carrier, and they should be able to help evacuate people from Lebanon. Now, I don't know if that's being discussed or they've tasked the Marines to do something else, but
Too late.
normally, I would think in such an emergency situation, that's why we maintain Marine expeditionary units in order to rescue American citizens from this kind of situation. I don't know what the likelihood is of flying out because I don't know who is willing to fly in and out of Lebanon. Remember, over the last few days, the Israelis have killed 7,000 people in and around Beirut. Not all of these people were associated, obviously, with Hezbollah, but that makes it very difficult for commercial airlines to fly in and pick people up. But it's a bad situation, and I don't know why we waited this long. Because I think it's been pretty clear for some time now that Mr. Netanyahu was going to attack southern Lebanon. Now, as far as
Yeah, we don't need to go any further with this. And I want to thank Clayton for doing such a good interview there. And if you want to see that, you can go up to his show. But we got the main gist there. Sorry about the technical glitch. But nonetheless, General McGregor is right. This was a foreseen problem. They had Marines, 6,000 Marines in the area. They could have facilitated a withdrawal long before the fighting started. Now it's next to impossible to get them out because of the situation involving combat. And what would cause this administration to be so neglectful? They hate Americans. Do you not get it? I got the list right here. Okay. Afghanistan, Lahaina, North Carolina, now Lebanon. And it's going to continue. Wait till this latest hurricane goes through and people wonder why Governor DeSantis gave the middle finger to Kamala and said, stay the hell out of Florida. This is why. And they're right. This administration hates you. Do you want them to continue in January? I don't know what the cheat factor is, okay, on the election, but I'm telling you right now, we need to have overwhelming results. You need to get people to the polls. We can't allow genocidal Kamala, and that's what she deserves that title now after North Carolina. And I'm telling you right now, Lebanon, the same deal, going back in time to the Biden-Harris administration in Afghanistan, genocidal Kamala. Can you afford this? We can't take 4 more years. We can't take 1 more year of this. Do your job, please. Get people out to vote. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks for joining us. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting.